Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Thursday. We're live at the Mint at Kentucky Downs. Coming up Saturday down in Atlanta, it will be the Tennessee Volunteers against the Syracuse Orange. And we talked to an honorary captain from Syracuse earlier this week, of course, former Titan Keith Bullock. Now we talk to the honorary captain for the Tennessee Volunteers. He is a College Football Hall of Famer, Al Wilson, the fine linebacker from the heyday in 1998, winning the national championship. Al, good morning. How you doing? Thanks so much for doing this.
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, guys. And I love that music you got on right there.
I'm sure you have never heard that before.
Yeah. I get confused for this guy a lot.
How special is it going to be that you are going to be an honorary captain in that game coming up in Atlanta on Saturday, donning the orange once again?
Oh, it's a real honor, man, just to have the university think of me in that favor and, you know, have the opportunity to represent all the guys that wore the orange before them. So I'm excited, looking forward to it.
What do you remember about the matchup that you guys had with Syracuse? I think it was 98. Was it 98 to start the season? Yeah. What do you remember about that?
I just remember us not being able to contain Donovan McNabb. That's what I remember. it was one of those knockout, drag-out games. We knew it was going to be a tough game. We knew they had a good football team. And, you know, that ended up being the only game they lost that season. So, you know, I think it said a lot about our team.
We're talking to the great Al Wilson on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Al, how did this all come about you being the honorary captain for the game Saturday down in Atlanta versus Syracuse?
I just got a call from the university, and they asked me if it was something I would be interested in. And obviously, you know, anytime I get an opportunity to represent the university and represent the program, I'm all for it.
Yeah, if you could give a speech to the guys before the game, what would Al Wilson tell the 2025 Tennessee Vols before the game on Saturday?
You know what? I would tell them you don't have to play a perfect game. You just have to make the plays when they present themselves. It's that simple. You know, Syracuse is going to make some plays. You guys are going to make some plays, but you just got to make more than they do. And at the end, you should get the W.
There you go. I like that. Fired up, get them ready to go. Al, I got to tell you, Al, when I go to Neyland Stadium games, I know we see a lot of number 16 jerseys around, but I'm telling you, Al, the amount of number 27 jerseys I see on game day in Knoxville is something else. I know since you've left there, you've felt the love for Big Orange Nation because it's everlasting. What does that mean, the love, the admiration? We've told people you're coming on the show today. So many people have said that you're their favorite college football player. What is that all like for you?
Well, I can't take credit for all the 27s. You know, it's been some great ones that have worn it after me, from Arian Foster to James Pierce. So I can't take all the credit, but, you know, it does feel good. It does feel good when I get an opportunity to run into fans and they say they remember a game from the 98 season, or they were at the national championship game or the Arkansas game or even the Florida game. And it just brings back great memories. And, you know, it let me know that I did my part out on the field and obviously, you know, as a team, to accomplish what we wanted to.
How special, Al Wilson is with us, former Vol linebacker. How special was it for you to get inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2021?
You know, it was real special. It was very unexpected. You know, I really didn't expect to get in, but they voted me in, and I was, you know, my family was excited. I was obviously excited. And just to be going down in history as one of those guys that played the game at the highest level, as a player, that's pretty much all you can ask for. So, you know, I'm honored to be a part of a great group of guys, and, you know, I just try to represent them the best possible way I can.
Now, you're going to be down in Atlanta for the game. Are you going to swing by and go check your name out? Joe and I were just there. It's a really cool place.
You know, I may. I haven't been to the College Football Hall of Fame yet. I may swing by there. It's going to be a long weekend. It's a lot of guys coming in town, so we're going to have a little fun in the process.
We're talking to Al Wilson on the Chase and Big Joe Show. I'm getting several texts. People want to know the reaction. I'm sure you've been asked 1,000 times about the Clint Sterner fumble in October of 1998. Where were you? What were you doing? What was going through your mind? Because people forget when I think Billy Ratliff recovered the fumble, you guys still had to go down and score to win the game. But what was that all like, that whole play and everything, when Sterner fumbled?
You know, I was actually on the sideline. I had my groin wrapped up. I pulled my groin like a few plays before, a series or two before that. So I was out of the game. And, you know, Billy Ratliff, being the great player he is, told T. Martin to don't take your helmet off. We're going to get the ball back. And obviously, you know, he did his part, recovered the fumble. And then from that point on, it was all about T. Henry.
Oh, yeah, and he went down and scored. It's so awesome doing that. All right, where were you when T. Martin threw that pass to Peerless Price in the national championship game?
I believe I was standing up. You know, normally defensively when the offense is on the field, we're sitting down. But I believe I was standing up, you know, on the sideline, just enjoying the moment and understanding that we had a chance to become national champions. And to me, that was that's one of those moments you'll never forget.
Oh, absolutely. With that, and the Tennessee beats Florida State doing that. All right, you go to the Broncos, and you had a nice career there in Denver. And, you know, at some point, we all got to hang it up, right? And so you had to walk away from football. Was that tough when you had to walk away? I know you had a lot of injuries, Al, but my goodness, what a career you had, college and the pros.
I appreciate that. It was definitely tough. You know, it didn't get to end on my terms, but, you know, God always has a plan for you. And I just took it in stride and, you know, just tried to be as positive as possible and move forward. But I was grateful for my time in Denver. I loved the teammates I played with and loved the city of Denver, loved the fans. It was just an amazing time, and I just had some great experiences. So, you know, I'm forever grateful to the city of Denver.
Al, I got to ask you this, because the Titans are going to open their season in Denver, and anytime, you know, a team plays there, you always hear about the altitude. You got to be careful of the altitude. The altitude has a factor. How much of a factor is it? You played there for 8 years. For opposing teams to come in when they're not used to it?
It's a real factor. But the one thing that I would say I noticed about teams, if the Broncos jump out on the team early, you can pretty much put that game in the W column. But if you let them stick around, guys just find a way on the opposing team to dig deep. And, you know, sometimes get a W. So I would my suggestion would be go out, you know, get as much oxygen as you can pregame and, you know, hope for the best, because that altitude does play a factor for sure.
What is your kind of your thoughts on this current Vols team led by Josh Heupel?
You know, I'm excited about the season just like everyone else. You know, I live by that motto that offense sells tickets, but defense wins championships. So
yeah.
At the end of the day, I feel like our defense is going to have to carry us like they have the last 2 years, and I'm okay with that because, you know, you can score 50 points, but if you can't stop them scoring 51, it doesn't matter. So I just feel like defensively we're going to have to step up and take control of each and every game.
Al, what would it be like for you, or how much would you pay to run through that T just one more time?
I did it for free, so I don't know how much I pay. But I would love to do it again, my friend. It's one of those experiences that it's hard to explain. It was just a feeling that, you know, as a kid, you see it a lot, but when you get an opportunity to do it as a player, it just gets you fired up and makes you want to go out and perform well.
Love it.
Al, thanks so much for doing this today. It's been an honor to talk to you. Have so much fun in Atlanta. And, you know, I'll say this because you're a Vol. Bring the Vols home a win.
There you go.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. VFL, Al Wilson, the College Football Hall of Famer, joining us here on the program. And, of course, a member of the 98 championship team. So played with Peyton, played with T. Martin, and then a fine career with the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I mean, look, you look at it. Did not end the way he wanted to with the injuries and everything, but my goodness, what a career he had.
Would he have played at least one year with Cutler?
He would have, in 06.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Cutler's rookie year.
That's right.
Oh, wow. That's crazy how it all comes about.
Right.
Coming up next, we'll get back into our question of the day, which in honor of Al Wilson is,
what is your all-time favorite college football player? A lot of you have weighed in about Al Wilson being your favorite player. Want to hear from you, 615-737-1025, your all-time favorite college football player.
We will do that coming up next. Chasing Big Joe, again, live at the Mint at Kentucky Downs today. You can come see the horse racing that's going on. It started today, seven straight days of horse racing. They also have the Circus Sportsbook with an 80-foot sportsbook screen, the stadium-style seating. You can come check it out right off exit 121 on I-65 in Franklin, Kentucky. Check it out at themintgaming.com. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.